This is Shin Wong. My name is Teresa Barnes. Episode number 1 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, JQH.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. JQH Arena. The Q is the home of the Missouri State Bears and Lady Bears basketball teams, as well as the signature memorial of intercollegiate Missouri State athletics. The arena is the ultimate basketball venue and will continue to provide Missouri State with a tremendous home court advantage, making the Missouri State Bears and Lady Bears games a must-see experience in Springfield. JQH Arena is located at 685 S. John Q. Hammonds Parkway, Springfield, Missouri, MO, on the campus of Missouri State University. The Great Southern Bank Arena is named after the initials of John Q. Hammonds, the Springfield-based real estate developer and Missouri State University graduate who donated $30 million toward construction of the arena. The partnership to name the arena is the latest major financial contribution that a Springfield-based bank has made to MSU. The bank's name is already on the arena's scoreboard, which the Great Southern Bank provided funds to buy and install, and Smart noted the bank has given annually to the Missouri State University Foundation since its founding in 1981. At the end of announcements, 11 of the logos are displayed on the ribbon boards and the arena's scoreboard. As part of their decision to drop JQH Arena from the new name, college and banking officials said that they planned on memorializing the late John Q. Hammonds within the 11. The naming rights for JQH Arena are the property of the late John Q. Hammonds, the hotelier and community leader whose pledge to give more than $30 million towards a $67 million project led to construction of the arena. The arena was completed in 2008, and was named the JQH Arena for John Q. Hammonds, the Springfield businessman, joining several other buildings and venues that bear his name. Named after John Q. Hammonds, the developer of a locally owned hotel, the events at JQH Arena have an expected capacity of 11,000 for large events, while concerts have 10,542. Popular tickets to JQH Arena have included a number of PBR rodeo events and big-name touring concert acts such as Elton John and Chris Stapleton in the past. JQH Arena hosts a wide variety of events throughout the year, including Missouri State University athletics as well as concerts in every genre, from rock and roll to country and rap. Seats located at the rear of JQH Arena are always the most affordable options, with tickets costing only $37. It is truly the case that this place is the gathering spot where families and friends gather and celebrate graduations, concerts, and basketball games. Built to be the best, JQH continues to set standards for hotel management and hotel design. Based in Springfield, Missouri, JQH is the leading privately held, independent, hotel owner-operator in the U.S., including operating over 1 million square feet of premier conference facilities. Great Southern Bank, headquartered in Springfield, began in 1923 and now has over 100 offices in 11 states and $5.4 billion in assets. John Q. Hammonds Hotels and Resorts has promoted Nick Larson as the company's Director of Revenue Optimization. With 15 years in the revenue management industry with JQH, Larson will focus on Hilton brands and the independently owned brands in the company's award-winning domestic portfolio. Nick Larson was formerly an area revenue manager at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Properties at JQH Arkansas. Smart set a display to commemorate the late John Q. Hammonds' story and contributions to Missouri State University and the Springfield-based organization would be installed at the entrance of the arena. Missouri State University and the holding company, which is located in New York, are going to end up in court over how much the Springfield businessman John Q. Hammonds Trust still owes on the debt payments, with the university settled for less than half the $22 million it was originally supposed to get. In late January, with Omicron surge subsiding, Smart said, MSU leaders reached out again to them. Smart said a group met with Southern's biggest teams and proposed the $5.5 million figure, which was based on naming rights values of similar facilities throughout the Missouri Valley Conference. Missouri State ended the half with a number of defensive stops, then Yamanta Black's three-pointer on the final possession gave the home side a 36-34 edge heading into intermission. Accurate shooting from the free throw line helped the Bears overcome a miscued turnover in the backcourt during the final 10 seconds of play, which eventually sent Marcus
Demanski's down to the line for the 79-76 victory with just 5 seconds remaining. Springfield, Missouri got 33 points from Isaiah Mosley and made their last 18 attempts from free throw range on the night to secure 81-76 victory against visiting Southern Illinois. The Tigers played at Eastern Illinois University in Springfield on Wednesday. The parking lot is simply not lit well at night. My family and I brought our dog and felt unsafe walking it around outside that Hampton at night. The earlier in the day you check into the hotel, the better chance you have of getting the room or suite you want. Its name was removed from the Missouri State Basketball Arena in 2019 after the company, John Q. Hammonds, filed for bankruptcy and was transferred to JD Holdings.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Teresa and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Shin Wong and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.